saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking doubt upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com and follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. It is time for the men's room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Hello, Bruce.
So what was that TV show where you had to guess who the person was? What's my line? So I have somebody in studio with me that you know. So will you recognize his voice is the question? So would you like to say hello, mystery guest?
My name is Bruce Salen.
All right.
I would say that my guess is that this man was once in a men's group.
What a wildly arbitrary but correct guess.
And I would guess that he has a lovely wife and two children.
Yeah, that fits most of us. But you're correct.
And that I would probably lose my shirt if I played a certain card game with him.
I think you'd lose your shirt if you played any card game with him.
Oh, Jeff.
Hi, Wayne.
How so, about that, huh?
That's a good one.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah, very good.
You got me pegged.
Yeah, yeah, there it is.
And he did disguise his voice a little bit, I felt.
Really?
Well,
not too successfully.
Well, that's not the point of our show. So let's talk about gratitude and Thanksgiving. Thankfully, and I do say this sincerely, both you and Jeff have read my column and this week, which is called Thanksgiving Gratitude for the Whole Family. And what takeaways do you have from it, Wayne? What did you agree with or not? And Jeff, you feel free to jump in as well.
Those are all good thoughts that you have. And I know that what you do at Shabbat, and that's a beautiful tradition. And I think I like the idea of sort of taking the family around the computer and say, let's throw some money back east and take care of the folks there. So that was a nice thought, too.
By the way, the Shabbat thing Wayne is referring to is every Friday night at my dinner table when we are together, which is not all Fridays, but most Fridays, we go around the table and we share with each other the best and worst things that happened to us during the previous week. And we started this when the boys were very young, and we made a rule that you could have as many bests as you had, but only one worst, so that it didn't become a whining session. And as the boys got older, this became actually a meaningful tradition. Plus, when we had guests over, they would participate too, and you'd be surprised the things you would learn about someone you think you know. When they share something that might have happened that week that was significant to them and something that meant something to them.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, I live in gratitude. It's been, that's part of the spiritual path, and I'm very grateful for everything that's going on and for my family. But I'm most grateful this holiday season that my son has a job waiting for him when he finishes school.
Well, elaborate. What is it?
Well, he interviewed with one of the big, three or four accounting firms. I don't know how many there are now. And as an analyst, they train you. And, and so he had his first interview and had a second interview up in San Francisco, and they put him up in a nice hotel. He had the time of his life. And a few days later, he got the offer, and so he accepted it. And the best part about this whole thing was, because we've talked about the kids over the years, is you're wondering whether the lessons are landing. Mm. Whether they're actually listening. And what's happened over the last year after he had some real-life experiences in an internship last summer is that he started to value what he could get from his dad and included me and asked for help in terms of preparing. And it wasn't so much father-son, it was more man-to-man. And it just felt wonderful to be included in the process and to watch him, succeed in that process.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. I would think that is definitely a best that you would bring to your table or to just your week in general. Just for the fun of it, Jeff, do you want to share a best of the recent weeks with the audience and with us?
Yeah, well, the best thing that's happened to my family in the last month is my wife's father has moved from Florida to Southern California. He's been living with us for 5 weeks, and he's got his own apartment that he'll be moving into this week.
So the best is that he's leaving the
No.
house. Of course.
No, not at all.
You can tell the truth, Jeff.
No, actually, it's been great. The only thing that, the only button that he's pushed for me is that he uses double negatives when he talks about things that he doesn't have. I ain't got nothing. And I know that my sons are not going to start talking like that. And he's talked like that probably for all of his 81 years, so I'm not going to try to change
it. Gosh, if that's the worst.
That's the worst
then
thing.
Then you are sitting pretty good
only,
with the father-in-law.
It's the only thing I've got on him. Other than that, he's just wonderful to have around.
Jeff, I'm surprised that you have any buttons left after all that work you've done.
It's the only button I've got left.
That's
double
amazing.
Negatives. So watch out, Wayne, with those double negatives.
I ain't got nothing more to say to Jeff, that's for sure.
All right. Well, I, ironically, keeping up the best and the worst, one of the best things that's happened to me recently is very similar to what you just shared, Wayne, about Austin, which is Arnie has reached out to me, my older son who's begun his freshman year. He reaches to me now versus me reach out to him when he's feeling either a little homesick or a little stressed out on school. And again, it's a little bit more man-to-man, although there's still some father-son stuff there because of, he being a freshman in college. But the lessons have come to roost in that he knows to ask for help rather than sit on a problem, which, of course, is a gigantic part of the men's work for all men. Is you don't let something fester and get worse. The sooner you deal with it, and if you can't deal with it yourself, the sooner you ask for help, the sooner you're going to be having that problem solved. And I'm really grateful to see him do that. So it's a lesson that he's picked up, much as Austin knew to reach out to his father in prepping him properly for this job stuff. Why not get the help and do the best you can? But a lot of kids are afraid to do that.
Yeah, well, they just have a very narrow worldview. When they're young, and the whole topic of parenting, that fathering that we've talked about, over and over again on this show, how to father and when to let go, and not knowing whether the lessons are being learned, and looking at your kids' behaviors and it reflecting back on you, and taking it personally, all that whole journey is something that we have sort of been able to see full circle now. And it took a while. And what I would say to the parents out there, especially the dads who have sons, you just have to be very patient and keep teaching, keep getting help around teaching so that you don't cross the line unnecessarily. But have faith, because as long as you're very clear about right and wrong and your values and you're always coming from a place of love, even if you err from time to time, it'll come back in spades, I think, when the kids get...
And you will err from time to time.
Well,
that's
you
inevitable.
Will
no,
err
yeah, yeah,
Bruce,
I think so.
From time to time. Am I right, Jeff?
I thought it was a weekly thing. The time to time makes it sound like it doesn't happen too often.
Yeah,
hey, do you want to ride home or not, Jeff?
Right,
do you want to ride home or not, Jeff?
The walk from Santa Barbara back to Encino would do me some good, I guess.
Okay, all right. Well, keep it up. My new book comes out soon, Wayne. It's actually unofficially out on my website now, and it's about letting go of your kid. It's about the empty nest blues and the road trip I took with Arnie, and I think you might enjoy it. If you can afford the $2.79, you might want to pick it up.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, my old book is still available.
Well, that is your cue, because we're out of time, so let's hear about it and say where our listeners can find you, Wayne.
Sure. BettermanCoaching.com, and that book keeps changing lives. I mean, I'm really happy about it, and it's now out in audio and all the ebook versions. It's Hold On To Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men.
A good book that has perennial value like yours, and I believe both my books, will sell all the time. It's not about a current event, and it doesn't get old. Being a good man And learning and knowing the tools doesn't change with the passing each passing year. So
indeed,
I concur. Thank you, Wayne, for joining
Jeff, happy
the show.
Thanksgiving. My love to Marla and the kids.
Okay. Oh, thanks, Wayne. You too.
Stay tuned for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams coming next.
Nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Most men are like me, they struggle in doubt, trouble their mind day in and day out, too busy a living to worry about a thing called love. But when I see a mother's tenderness as she holds her young close to her breast, then I thank God this world's been blessed with a thing called love. Can't see it with your eyes.